The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, "Lord, open the door for us." He will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." Then he will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And I will be wailing and grinding of teeth. And you, when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, just keep in mind that these Gospels about the end of time, about the kingdom of God, they are coming up because we are gradually coming to the end of the liturgical year. So keep that in mind. Today, some people ask Jesus a very critical question about those who will be saved, the number of people that will be saved. We have to understand that those that ask this question, it is not just this particular question. They have other things in mind. They wanted to know who will be saved, when salvation will be, the time. But Jesus made it very clear that we have to live our lives as if today is our last day. In other words, we have to always strive at all times to make sure that we are doing the right thing. And what are those right things? Love of God and love of neighbor. That's a summary. Because if we love our God, we will always make sure that we have a good relationship with him. If we love our neighbor, we should always make sure that we are charitable. By being charitable, we have to be just in our actions. We have to have good hearts. We have to be forgiving. We shouldn't allow anything to be a barrier between us and our neighbor. If we are doing all this, we're on the right track. So we have to, my dear friends in Christ, try our best. We know at times what we wish is not what comes to us. And at those moments, we are very down. At those moments, we have the tendency of saying, oh, this is too much. I am done with him. I am done with God. We cannot be done with God. Whatever situation, it is an opportunity for us to draw closer to him and not to go far away or farther away. No. Because God knows more than us. And his ways are not our ways. And his intention for us is good. But at the moment, we might be thinking that, oh, God's intention for us is bad. No. God knows the best for us. So let any situation not take you away from him. We have to make sure that we are always connected at all times. Because we never know the time he will say, hey, now come and be with me. So my dear friends in Christ, let us keep that in mind. And let us always remember that God's will for us is the best. It is the best. And we have to learn how to accept the will of God. Because at times the problem is the way we want it, we stick to that. And we think that God operates that way. No. God cannot operate the way we want him to operate. He has his ways. So what we need to do is, may your will be done. And also give me the grace to always follow your will. You know, at times we don't pray for the grace of God to do what he wants. If we do not pray for his grace to do his will, that means we think that we can do it by ourselves. No. Our prayer should be, God, whatever your will is for us, I will follow it by giving your grace. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray in this Mass and understand that salvation is personal. We have to work out our salvation. And as we do that, we have to be consistent, no matter the situation. Consistency is the key. God knows that at times, as human beings, we are weak. But in our weakness, his grace abounds. So let us pray and be courageous and keep ourselves connected to him so that there will be no fear of us not attaining his kingdom. So long as we are connected, we are assured and reassured. Amen.